Good morning, ladies. Welcome to the Windspeaker Radio Network.
Good morning.
All of you in unison, too. All right, the Ride to Reconciliation is coming up this Saturday. We'll talk about that in a minute. First up, Bernadette, I thought we'd talk about the Creating Hope Society, which is obviously the beneficiary of the Ride for Reconciliation this weekend. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about it.
Creating Hope Society of Alberta has been around since 2006. We started back then to talk about the 60s and 70s child welfare scoop, where there were thousands of Indigenous children that were adopted or fostered. And so we wanted to talk about the cycle of child welfare, and we realized that we were into the third generation back then. Today we're in the fourth generation of child welfare, where we still have a large number of children in care. And basically it was about talking about the past experience so we can change the future for our children and families. We continue doing the work that needs to be done. We have now a housing program. We have the youth and elder parent program. We work with Paul First Nation and other partners in the Stony Plain area. We also have an encampment where we work with people who are living on the streets, who are homeless or houseless, as they call it. We also have our FRN program, which is Family Resource Network, and it's called Strengthening Home Fires. And we work with families around building their cultural awareness and bringing back their culture into their families and communities. We also have, our satellite office is here in Edmonton, but we also have an office in Leduc. We have an office in Fort Saskatchewan, and we also partner up with the Y. What else do we have, Cheryl?
Our All-Star program, which is a youth program where they're developing zine and herd magazines. So youth are telling their stories of their life. They're doing songs, they're producing music, all kinds of stuff with our All-Stars program. We have our Indigenous Boys Matter 2 program, which is a youth program to develop, mentor boys from ages 14 to 18 to become Escapios and to be further connected with their culture. It's like a mentorship program. And then we have our street program. Our street program, we work with women that are involved in the sex trade that are trying to get out of the sex trade, whether it's to go back to home or just to change their life altogether. So we work with them to provide resources, help them with court matters and stuff like that. Yeah.
So the Creating Hope Society is doing fantastic work, and we want to keep that up by having events like this and bringing the funds in, right?
Yes. And I wanted to mention we also have a youth wellness program, and that's a partnership with the Indigenous Boys Matter too.
Okay.
And is to work on, you know, with provide counseling, mental health support, and to bring awareness about, you know, keeping working with the medicine wheel, keep yourself balanced. We have a fantastic programs. And
where can we find you online?
It's at www.creatinghopesociety.ca.
Perfect. Now, Jessica, let's talk about the ride, shall we? It's the Ride to Reconciliation this coming Saturday at Blackjack's Roadhouse. Let's see, registration 8 till 10 a.m., then the ride at 10:30. There's an Indigenous market and a kids' corner and a 50-50. Let's talk about this right here, this picture you just handed to me.
Yeah, so this year we're really excited that we have a raffle bike. So we were lucky enough to have a small budget that was donated from Creating Hope Society in order to raise more funds. We were like, let's do a bike this year. Let's try it out. So we got a 2008 Heritage Harley Davidson.
It's gorgeous.
And we got an amazing paint job donated by Loco Gringo, which is just outside of Fort Saskatchewan. We just gave him the orange theme to go with Every Child Matters and the Ride to Reconciliation, and they ran with it.
So he nailed it. Oh my gosh, it is beautiful.
Yeah, it's got like ghost flames. It's got like hidden like ghost skull feature. It's shiny. It's glittery. It's like considered, I would say, close to that cholo style.
Oh yeah, when you show up to a bike night riding this, forget about it.
Yeah,
you're gonna spend the night talking to everybody because everybody's gonna want to know about your bike.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It's a showstopper. And then the white walls were donated by James H. Brown, and then like all of those other like little parts, it's got new seals, new brakes, new filters, new brake line, all of that kind of stuff. We went so Red Rum MC here in Alberta, the Big River Perspective chapter, we were, and myself and a couple of the other Red Spirit girls, we literally literally took that bike apart and put it back together and did all of that work and got it ready for the show.
Like, job well done. Yeah. Wow, seriously. Where can they get tickets for that?
So they can also go to Creating Hope Society to get the tickets.
Okay.
And the bike will be there this Saturday, so you can seat yourself and get tickets in person. It's only $50 a ticket, and we are only selling 400 tickets, so your odds are fantastic in getting in on that.
It's the Ride to Reconciliation in support of the Creating Hope Society at Blackjack's Roadhouse on Saturday. Registration, 8 until 10 a.m. Ride starts at 10:30.
I'd like to add this around our Ride to Reconciliation. And so this event is to invite all Canadians to participate in a meaningful journey towards reconciliation. Our theme is Together Canadians Can Do More Than Just Talk About Reconciliation. We can live in our everyday lives by participating. We can build respectful relationship with our families and our communities. And it's really important, you know, for us to, especially this time, you know, the way things are going right now in Canada, is to be, you know, to be together, to work together, and to really make, you know, things move forward. And I think that, you know, if we really work together, the stronger we are, you know, we say if it's divided, we fall. But if we work together, we can move things forward. And it's a good time right now to talk about reconciliation.
Another thing that the Ride to Reconciliation does too, though, is the biker community is a huge community.
Oh yeah.
And it's a very diverse ethnic community.
Yep.
So when we all get together in a space like this, and when people that are not Indigenous come, they learn about us, they learn about our stories. And one of the things that I do when I speak to everybody there is I thank them for being there. I thank our allies for being there, because when they come and learn our stories, they don't realize that they're standing next to a residential school survivor. Yeah. You are literally standing with a day scoop survivor, a 60 scoop survivor. You are there with people that have gone through it. And by coming into this safe, fun, inviting space and learning these stories, it gives them the power to be our voices in spaces that we're not in.
I love that. So true. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.